Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump arrived back at the White House early this morning after delivering a speech at South Dakota's Mount Rushmore, attacking what he said was a left-wing cultural revolution that's trying to erase history.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they're doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
The event at Mount Rushmore drew thousands of people, many not wearing masks, even as public health officials are urging Americans to avoid large gatherings to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Several protesters were arrested after they blocked traffic on the highway leading to the only entrance to Rushmore. Marches for racial justice continue across the country today, with several planned in the nation's capital. NPR's Amy Held reports that Washington is also hosting the traditional fireworks display, even amid those warnings against mass gatherings as the U.S. breaks the global record for daily coronavirus cases.
On this Independence Day, protesters are once again taking to the streets, demanding freedom and justice for all. Rallies are for Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, African Americans who died at the hands of police. Later, President Trump is hosting festivities on the South Lawn, complete with military demonstrations, flyovers, and a speech. Fireworks close out the evening where the public can watch them from the National Mall. Trump, who has long expressed a personal disdain for masks, now says he's all for them. The city recommends but does not require facial coverings in outdoor public spaces. Experts say they are one of the best tools against a virus still picking up speed across the country months into the pandemic. Amy Held, NPR News.
The lawyer representing the family of Elijah McClain says she is glad Aurora, Colorado's acting police chief has fired three officers over photos showing police reenacting a chokehold used on McClain. But attorney Marie Newman says she is disturbed that the police union is objecting to the move.
When the Aurora Police Association withdraws its support of somebody because they finally stand up and fire officers who are brutal, who are racist, and who are reenacting that racism, we know that we've got a police department and a police association that is rotten to the core.
McClain was a 23-year-old black man who was killed last year after Aurora police stopped him on the street. The officers in his case were initially cleared, but now the Colorado Attorney General is investigating. The FBI and the Justice Department are also looking into possible civil rights violations. And you're listening to NPR News. Torrential rain has forced more than 200,000 people from their homes in southern Japan. The BBC's Celia Hatton reports that authorities have issued the highest possible warning for what they describe as unprecedented rain.
Japan issued a level 5 alert, the highest possible, to warn residents on the southern island of Kyushu of floods and landslides due to extreme amounts of rain. One woman who sought refuge at an evacuation center said she'd never imagined rain could be so powerful, while another said she could feel the vibrations of the churning water from a nearby river. Local media say rescue services have been overwhelmed with calls from people pleading for help. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says 10,000 soldiers will be sent to the area as more rain is expected.
For the first time in more than 3 months, people in England can go to a pub. They can also have a meal in a restaurant and get their hair cut. Coronavirus restrictions are being eased beginning today. Police say they are prepared for the reopening of pubs. Hospitals, meanwhile, have been warned to prepare for a New Year's Eve-style weekend. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing guidelines. In Australia, the country's second most populous state is reporting a jump in coronavirus infections. Authorities in Victoria today expanded stay-at-home orders to more of Melbourne's suburbs and have ordered a complete lockdown of 9 public housing towers that have 3,000 residents. Victoria reported 108 new cases today. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.